Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, John Johnson on the line, 71 out of Pine, Colorado. This is the guy who he had to fight a bear, had a bear attack inside his house.
I'm going to go ahead and make an executive decision. That's a better story.
Yeah. What'd you do today?
No, that really, this story you're getting ready
what'd
to
you
hear
do any day?
Is much better than the story I was getting ready to tell you. I have a good one, but that's a pretty good one. John Johnson is 71 years old out of Pine, Colorado, bear attack in his house. You can see the video. Pull it up online. And the bear, they just have a screen door closed. They don't have the glass. It didn't look like closed. Mm-hmm. So the bear has two cubs, opens the door, and the fight ensues. I'll let John tell you in his words. Hi, John Johnson. How are you, man?
Good. Thank you.
So I was telling the story and how this all worked out. You had your screen door just closed, but no glass closed, and it was a sliding door. And so the bear, a mama, and her two cubs come wandering up. Obviously, they're looking at your house like it's a giant picnic basket, and they come inside, and that's where you say, well, there seems to be a bear in my home.
Yeah, we were downstairs, you know, watching TV and having some dinner, and George Ann, she heard a noise upstairs and muted the TV, and so then we heard a crash. And so I figured a raccoon or something like that had come in, you know, made a hole in the screen. And so I ran up the stairs, kind of beating on the walls and shouting, making noise. And just as I turned the corner in the hallway, the bear turns into the hallway. And at that point, you know, I got pretty big. And
because that's what they tell you.
She actually started to leave.
But that's what they teach you, right? Like they tell you to make yourself big. So if a bear is in your area and you can just get them to be disinterested in you by going, I'm too much trouble, I'm a big, 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 big thing. But what really, I think, looks like it happened, John, and I apologize for interrupting, was because there were two babies there, then she was put into another mode, which is now you're an aggressor and I have two babies, so now I have to fight you.
That is correct.
All right.
And I really didn't have any place to back off without looking like I might end up being, you know, a good dinner treat. And so I stood my ground. I didn't really advance on her, but I stopped, stayed big. And then when the baby showed up and she reached up and took a swipe on my nose, and that's when I turned around and hit her, you know, in the nose. And at that point, George Ann had grabbed a baseball bat that she had and came running up. So while I occupied the bear, I was basically the bait, and she became the bat. And she hit it real serious in the rear end, and that turned the bear into the wall, actually. And we've got a big face plant where the bear has got not a hole in our drywall.
You should frame that.
At that point, the bear started to leave, shooed the cubs out, and a lot of this is because we have the security video from outside.
I saw it.
That we could piece it together. And then the bear turned around like she was going to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
George smacked the wall one more time and then smacked the floor. And at that point, the bear decided that it was time to go, and so they did.
Yeah.
And originally, I thought this whole episode lasted maybe 10 minutes. According to the videotape, it was less than 3.
Wow.
So
yeah.
All real lucky.
Yeah, of course. That bear, what did they estimate the size of that bear?
Well, it was somewhere, I would say, in the 350 range, you know, from video cameras. It was at least 2.5 feet tall when it was on all fours.
Oh, yeah, the mama.
The mama, yes.
Yeah.
Now, the babies were, they were small. They were maybe the size of a real fat raccoon.
And they're super cute, but yeah, you know, it's and it is sad because then they euthanize the mama bear. But once you start looking at people's homes like a picnic basket, like, hey, the long pigs live in there, we can just go gobble them up. Then unfortunately, that's the law. Like, they got to go because they're just going to keep going back to people's homes and opening doors and eating whatever is inside.
And this particular bear bypassed two bird feeders that we hadn't brought in for the night. just walked over to the deal, only made a hole about the size of my pinky in the screen door enough to move it sideways to put her nose in.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in the habit of going into places, you know, human habitat type areas, you know, barns or other houses, and she was training the cubs to do the same thing.
Yeah. Now it's definitely sad, but it is what it is. Now that claw mark on your chest, which, by the way, if you gotta have a scar, that's maybe the coolest scar in the history of scars, because you get to open your shirt now and go, yeah, oh, this that was a bear. I had to fight it.
Yep.
That's a pretty good scar.
Well, the interesting thing about it is my doctor's given me so much medicine in doing it that it's healing over, and I'm not sure. I may have to go get a bear claw tattooed on.
Yes. You know, and let me tell you something. I don't know if you drink Monster Energy drink, but it looks like the Monster logo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely... And my arm is healing well. Everything's worked out great. The doctor that I use is a... he spends a lot of time working with FEMA and a lot of rescue stuff. So he's seen all kinds of triage traumas and whatever. Just a great person. And I'm very fortunate, you know, after the fact, I'm thinking back on it.
Sure.
Is there anything else I could have done? And I don't really think so. But fortunately, George was there to save the day. You know, I would not have won if it hadn't been for
your wife,
her coming in.
Well, let me tell you, and that's what I was going to say is, you know, I'm sure you already know this. You're married to her, but I mean, she proved her how solid she is that day. Like, you're the one getting eaten. She's completely safe. Kind of at that point, she has to come up from behind and start getting within arm's length of a bear with a baseball bat. And that, my friend, is love. As real as love gets.
Well, it's like when you got two mama bears defending their charges, you don't bring a bear claw to a bat fight.
Well, man, I'm glad you guys are safe, and I'm glad you can laugh. Obviously, you live out in Pine, Colorado, so you love nature. It is sad, but a sad truth that as we encroach upon, you know, the world, it's just going to happen. I hope that those cubs can survive now. Do you think that they will?
Well, they have put the cub. I know they've got one cub, and they put it in rehab so that they can teach it to forage in the wild, not in the neighborhood.
Good, man. How long have you lived out in Colorado?
I've been here almost 13 years now.
Wow.
We moved up from Florida after 35 years, and I really enjoy it. It's we live on the top of a mountain, which is probably why we don't have more bears. There's not a lot of trees around, not a lot of cover, so... Great views, though.
It's beautiful. I just rode through there on the way home from we rode motorcycles from Portland to San Francisco and then across. We were probably 100 miles below you on 50 Highway. And, it's gorgeous, man. Well, look, they're telling me I got to wrap, John, and because you have more interviews. But thank you for stopping by. Stay very safe. Give your wife a big hug and get her something fantastic for your anniversary.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, my friend. Stay right there. How do you much you love a 71-year-old guy whose wife fought off a bear with a bat?
For your ass.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
You're absolutely right. She could have run for the hills.
You never know what someone's going to do until it's time to do it. Really, it's just as true gets. You're in a hallway with a bear. I mean, a bear who you just saw full bore go after your husband, claw his nose half off, get him across the arm and the chest, and you're like, well... Nope.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
Like, and as a lady, you come up there, and I assume if he's 71, she's at least in her 60s.
Right.
And she goes baseball bat on his ass. I'm like, now that is a solid.
Yeah, that's a moment when you know you love someone. It's like the night that somebody tried to kick our apartment door, and I'd had my wisdom teeth out, and somebody they were drunk, and were at the wrong door and tried to kick it in. But I'll never forget. I knew the moment, and I said it at the time, and now we laugh about it. But I had gauze all in my mouth and blood all around my mouth. But I had a baseball bat because I didn't have a gun at the time and had my foot against the door. Like, Whitney jumps up out of bed with me. But I turn around and she's right behind me with the biggest kitchen knife ever. And she's got her elbow on my shoulder to brace me. And she's on the phone with the cops. But she's got a kitchen knife. And I'm like, I love you. God damn it. Come in swinging, redhead.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah. But I mean... You either, because you're either in or you're out.
Yeah, because she could have easily stayed downstairs and been like, John, what's going on?
Are you protecting us?
Meanwhile, he's fist fighting a mama bear.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a big story, man.
No.
Yeah, and also you got it right too on the if the doctor's healing up my scar across my chest and stomach, I have a tiny razor blade cutting that every day, so
I'm out
I have
there
that
rubbing
scar.
Dirt in it. I'm like, stretching. Oh, we're scarring this up. I mean, you're a 71-year-old man with a giant bear like that. That's a great look at that scar.
It is. It is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what story people tell at the bar. You're like, oh, yeah?
You got one of these.
Funny. Oh, I survived a bear attack and punched in the face.
Nothing but hat shirts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.